The longest lasting vigil at a closed church in the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is close to an end. Former parishioners at St. Francis ex Cabrini Church in Scituate meet tonight to discuss what they do next. But now that the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear their appeal, they say they will comply with an eviction order. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Pat McCarthy is one of four women who were gathered in the lobby after word from the Supreme Court came down. She wonders what will happen to the beloved church building they've occupied for 11 years.
The authorities have spoken. We obey authority. And, you know, they can do with what they will. The archdiocese can, can proceed to do whatever they want for getting money. And that's what they do.
McCarthy predicts the archdiocese will reduce the church to rubble, as happened with St. James the Great in Wellesley, where the town is planning a sports complex on the site.
A gym?
A sports complex.
The archdiocese will come here and probably build
buildings? No, they can't. They can build
anything they want now.
The archdiocese is not commenting on its plans for the property. It's currently zoned for single-family residences on lots that must be at least 20,000 square feet. John Rogers, spokesperson for the ex-parishioners, says the group will become what he calls an all-inclusive, independent Catholic church.
An independent Catholic church means that everyone is included and that there are no the rules and regulations imposed by the hierarchy or the princes of the church on us.
In a statement, the archdiocese says the parishes of the archdiocese welcome and invite those involved with the vigil to participate and join in the fullness of parish life. The former parishioners say they'll obey an order to leave in 2 weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.